Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. I hope you can hear me. So I've got a new situation here with the with technology being that it is where I have a stronger signal. So hopefully it's working. We'll be able to see that after the show. And welcome. And today's our mastermind group. And I am the only one here right now. So we'll see who shows up, with it. And what I wanted to talk about today is intentions, right? Because I heard our intentions and how powerful are they if we start doubting them, right? And I go, wow, that's true. And they do lose when you say, okay, I would like to, for instance, I'd like to date this girl or this guy. And I have a situation now where somebody wants to date a guy and she is crazy about him, and he told her last night that he's not serious about her. And, does she drop it? And we just started dating a couple of weeks ago. She goes, does she drop it or does she stay with it? And I told her, I said, it's just one page out of the book. It's not the whole book. So sometimes I think, and this is what I feel, that our higher self, our higher self says, okay, you want to put your intention out there. How strong are you with it? And so anyway, I told her, I said, you want to date him? Keep that in your mind. Visualize it. You can't change him. But what I do feel is that he's crazy about you and you came on a little bit too strong to him. And she was like, okay. And I said, so here's what you do. You focus on what you're looking for in the relationship, and the great love, the great joy, the great sex, the great intimacy, whatever that is to you, living together. And I said, keep that in your mind. So if you doubt, how do you expect him to keep up with it if you're doubting? And you think he's going to carry it for you, you got to do the work yourself, right? So if your intention is to lose weight, for instance, then you start cheating and eating crappy food and not exercising, all the things that I do, right? Then if you eat crappy food, then it's not going to work, right? So your intention gets lost, right? It gets lost under all that. The clean clothes are lost under all the dirty ones, okay? And we all do it. So how do you keep that intention alive? You just keep saying it. Change my mindset, change my life. That's something I do when I get really bothered by certain things. And so what I'm saying to you is change your mindset, change your life. Keep your intention alive. What do you want to do? You want to marry this guy? You want to get your body in shape? You want, and so as I said, my friend, she's got a great name too as well. So her name is, can you believe this? Her name is Karma. Isn't that a great name? So anyway, that's her intention. So what is my intention? My intention is to be in the best shape possible for my body, my spirit, to do the best I can to take to keep myself aligned with my higher self, my angels, God, and really say that to myself. Is this the best thing? What is the highest and best good for me? What is the highest and best good for that person? And sometimes you're not the highest and best good for that person. Sometimes you're not the highest and best good for yourself. That's the most important. So that's the spirit, and the mind is I'm always watching. If I've had negative thoughts, and I've had a few of them in the past 24 hours because I had to work on some stuff myself, then I said, okay, what do I really want to achieve? And show me how to do it. And then I listen to CDs that are, I read books, Think and Grow Rich. Tony Robbins has got some great CDs out there. So that's how I train myself. And, every morning I do I exercise. And so 3 minutes of breathing, 3 minutes of gratitude, and 3 minutes of visualization and 3 minutes of mantras or affirmations. So that's what I do. Hold on 1 second. What do you do for intentions? How do you keep yourself positive, Miss Tisha? Tisha. Okay, she's not going. You're not going to talk today. I know you're driving. So anyway, I know that she works a lot on herself too as well. So intentions are important. What is your intentions? What you got to do is just keep them real clear, because when you start doubting, and I'm saying this to everybody that's listening now or who will listen, download it later. When you start doubting, then your intentions get lost and what you're looking to create gets lost. Okay. So that's the big test there. And if you're looking to, as I said, my friend Karma, she was looking to create great love with this dude, and they were living together, blah blah blah, and now he's, you know, she put a little pressure on, and he waffled, as a lot of men do, a lot of people do, women too. And so is it over? No, it's not over. Does she need to back off a little bit? Well, she needs to make sure she, you know, like we all do if we're in love with a guy, she needs to make sure that she keeps her own intention of have experiencing great love, not doubting, because if you doubt, then you're going to send that to him as well, or her, all right? So we expect, well, does he love me or does she love me? And we expect them to hold that love, and then we'll follow a suit with them. And if he does it, then I'm going to do it. But you're expecting more from him than you do yourself, right? Or more from her than you do for yourself. So just remember that. I think that's real key right there to you as well. And the other thing I think that's important make sure you're doing the work, because you can't, and I got this yesterday or the day before, I had a situation pop up and I was very frustrated, and the message I got is you cannot change that with the same mindset that created it. I was like, well, thank you very much. There are angels and God and higher self, and appreciate that. So, you know, it said, help me change my mindset, and maybe that's what we say or do, you know, because we want that person to show up and we're coming from a place of need. I need this from her. I need this from him. I need this from my body. I want my body to look like this. I need it. Well, do the work, you get the pay. All right? And the pay is not only in cash, it's in the way you look, the way you feel, the love, right? And so instead, you know, I'm all of this. I'm smart, sexy, savvy, whatever you feel you are. And you better have some of those things, I'm hoping, or I'm sure that you do. And because you want him to see you as sexy, smart, marriage material, if that's what you're looking to do, then if you do not see yourself as marriage material, don't look for that validation from him or her. So what do? You concentrate and on coming, I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with him, or I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her, or I can't wait to have this great body and run, you know, for me, I'm a runner, and run long distances or do this race in this place because I love different places to do races at, right? So, you know, but I see myself doing that rather than looking for someone else to validate me, like a trainer, right? We can validate ourselves and say, hey, I can do this, you know, or with love, you know what? I need to quit looking for that from her or him and find it within myself. So when I look at him or her and say, I want to marry this person because I bring all this to the table, and is he doubting that I love him, or am I doubting that he loves me? Know that you love yourself. Know that he loves you, or know that she loves you. I had someone yesterday, a man, and he said, I want her to say things to me. And I go, well, you say them to her, and you expect more from her than you do yourself, right? And he says, you're right. And so he's trying that out. So anyway, that's what I want to say about validation, also about intentions, working on the mind-body-spirit connection and making it happen, and really, really trusting that you're in the flow, okay? And say, just say, put me in the flow, God. Put me in the flow, angels. And look for that part of you that's connected to God inside to be in the flow. Don't try to find it outside of yourself. And that takes practice. And it takes consistent work on you. And that's what I know. Hold on one second. Hey, Vicky. What's up? I'm like over here talking. Good morning. I'm glad you're here. We've got somebody else here, but she's on quiet because she's driving in New York traffic, I see. But I was talking about how to get your intentions done. And sometimes they get clogged because we think negatively. And, you know, I said I do 3 minutes of breathing, 3 minutes of affirmations. Well, 3 minutes of breathing, gratitude, and then visualization, and then affirmations. So, and what do you do to keep? Because don't you ever have negative thoughts? I know you said that great affirmation, which was, well, I can't remember it. What was it? Tell me again.
From yesterday?
Yeah, talk less, listen more, right?
Listen more and judge less.
Judge less. That's great. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know you let go, too. When you let go, you had some things happen for you. How hard is it to let go and look, and just put your intention out there rather than trying to mess with it and what you're looking to create? Man, that's the hardest thing, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. For me, it takes a lot of focus and determination to stay in that place of letting go and not trying to put in my own wants and desires.
Okay. Yeah. Right. It's hard, man. It's so hard. And
really?
And see, it takes practice. And you and I've laughed about that because you said, mm-hmm. Tari, you're feeling like this. I was like, yeah, you're right. And I go, you're feeling like this, Vic, because Vic's one of my best friends. And so I can be really open with her and share with her, and she does the same with me. But when you let go and you think, okay, I'm going to let go now and just ask the universe to give me, or God to give me, the best and highest best good, you've had some really cool things happen, right,
yes.
For you?
Yes, I have, and they continue to happen, too.
Yeah, I was going to call you about that this morning. Anyway, so, we'll talk about that later. So that's it there. So listen more, judge less. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
So,
change
your mindset, change your life. I love those two things.
Right.
I said them yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, and don't judge yourself, man. That's one of the things I was like, okay, I'm not going to judge her, but then I judge me, and I'm harsh with me. You know, I was like, I'm going to do it. Right?
Oh, man. So am I. I am so harsh with myself. I don't even know how I'm alive. If I were this harsh with other people in my life, they'd walk away and never come back.
Right? Same here, right? I was like, Tari.
Yeah.
So gotta love you
so
more.
Why are we hard on ourselves, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Why are we? That's a big old question there. So
that's a good
question,
too. I don't have an answer for that, really.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're trained like that. So when you get trained to eat with a fork and knife, right? That's what we know.
Yeah.
But
right.
We can also eat with some chopsticks, too, right? So just changing a mindset, I believe. And that takes time.
Yeah.
You know, it takes work and consistent work. Because you're super consistent, and so am I. You know, so
yes,
it's all good.
Very, very consistent, for sure.
I hear you. So what are you creating today? I am so excited to talk to you because I want to hear all about that. But you got a lot of joy and life in every aspect of your life. And you know you've grown, and I'm going to share this with everybody. You know you've grown when you can laugh at stuff that you used to take so serious. Shag carpeting, right?
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't stop with the shag carpeting either. It stops with the, it continues on with, the ex-husband, the boyfriend after that.
it's
very interesting. Yeah. I know, right? Right.
Yeah, that's good. Laughing. Laugh about it. So if we say shag carpeting, we're not making a judgment. We have nicknamed all the men we've loved before who's traveled in and out our door. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Hey. Yeah. True. And,
anyway.
And they mean well. And, you know, they really come from a place in their heart, that's the only thing that they know. You know what I mean?
Right. So we expect them to know,
right?
Know that
right.
What we're thinking and how to treat us like a lady or a woman or a sex kitten, whatever we're looking for at that moment. And they're just thinking, they go, "I'm doing this right. This is all he knows, right? For because we're attracting
right.
men,
and
that's a tough one, you know. So it's a tough one, right? Don't you think? So,
Well, that's why I'm trying to judge less. And listen more.
So therefore, you don't get mad that he's being mean to you or not treating you the right way. That's all he knows. So if you're expecting him to run, he hasn't even learned how to. He hasn't even learned to crawl. Okay, gotcha.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. 100%. You're on it.
That's it. I get it because you know, and I'm really looking at that. Right. I have friends. you know, that are really dealing with a lot of dating, internet dating. And Vic and I talked about this the other day. And most of the men that are on, you know, not only on dating sites, but anywhere, lead with sex. And yet we don't want just sex, you know. So how do we change that? Well, if you're getting 30 emails and 30 emails are sex, leading with sex, then maybe you need to work on yourself, or maybe you need to just say, put that intention out there.
Change your profile picture.
Yeah. There you go. That's funny, right? You know, change something about you, because they're doing all they know, right? I mean, really, dating,
exactly.
Like courting a girl, taking her out to dinner, you know, doesn't exist as easy as it did when I was growing up, right? Are you?
No.
You know? So what's the difference? How do you get? Do you engage in sex talk with them and say, no, I'm not going to have sex with you? Or do you not stop it from the door and just say, what do you do? I mean, that's a good question. So, you know, with your intention, because we all want, and I don't care, ladies or men, we all want the handsome prince or beautiful princess, right? I mean, you know, you're not going to always look like that. But that's really what we want, the best we can possibly attract. And
right.
I don't, okay, so sex, is leading with sex the best thing or not?
No.
What do you, okay, so if a guy's leading with sex, because men and ladies, we need to remember we can get sex a hell of a lot easier than they can, and that's something I do know. In your opinion, because I know you...
Yeah,
because
all we have to do is say yes.
Right. That's it.
We don't have to say yes.
That's it. And it doesn't really matter what you look like. Okay, so, you know, women average or, you know, not as attractive or overweight, they can get sex easier than a man can, because all we have to do is say, you know, yes. So so what do you think? Should we engage in the sex talk with them, or should we leave it alone?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, because if you leave it alone, he's going to walk away, right? So one no is closer than to bringing your frog prince to you, okay?
Sometimes for me, I just kind of waltz around it, especially if they're being adamant about it, you know?
Right.
I mean, I appreciate the compliment, and I know where they're coming from.
Right.
But in my own mind, I'm going, I'm not going to have sex with him. But it's okay if he thinks that he wants to have sex with me. And, you know, yeah, I guess it's like that cat and mouse game, you know. It keeps him coming back for more because he thinks he has a possibility of having sex with me, when in my mind I know that's not going to happen. But that could be a
okay
thing too, you know. So that's why I'm not sure that that's the right way, but that's what I've been doing lately.
There you go. Okay, so, and you're also really extremely careful about not meeting them until you know you're very sure about the guy that you want.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, okay, good. Yeah, because you got to be careful with playing that game, and I've done it myself, and then meeting them, because then you got a whole big old mess on your hands that you don't want to deal
right
with, right? You know? So,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So just saying that, but be clear on your intention, because I know Vic is looking for a great guy who has, you know, qualities that she likes, and because she's a professional businesswoman, she's also a blogger, a writer, and I've got a great heart, and and I had a dream about you last night. I want to tell you about it. So anyway, so it's cool. Great. I'll call you back and tell you about it, but Vic and I had a challenge, and so we're going to we wanted to dream about our lives, and I want to dream something about my life, and her, and she wanted to dream something about my life, and each of us dream about our own. So, you know, because we're really close friends or sisters.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
From a different...
Our angels aren't exactly working with us right now.
Yeah, they're no fun. Anyway, all right, you guys, keep your attention clear, and if it gets muddied and you get down, and that's just normal, you're training your mind, you're training your emotions, then really reinstate your intentions and listen to things on the radio when you're driving in your car. Tony Robbins, now, The Power of Emotions, in my CD. player in my car. So, you know, or, you know, there's a lot of things out there. Great music is also good. I know that, you know, Keisha, a friend of mine, she listens to great music. So that keeps her up. And nothing keeps you up but having the creating the life of your dreams, though. And you got a little, a few obstacles and bumps in the road, but we get it done. So to get the best, change your mind. See, change your mindset, change your life. And listen, what was it? Listen more and judge less. That's including you. You mean all of us. So anyway, all right, everybody. We will see you tonight at 7. We have a great show. I put a video out on it on Facebook.com/angelcoaches. And you guys have a wonderful day. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.